that would ultimately be the juicy fruit. Fruit, what I got to ultimately was what I called neo-minimalism, where I was experimenting with how to take Gliese and make it sound more, and placement of instruments and orchestration of even the drums. So if you listen to something like Juicy Fruit, it may sound like something big, but it's only maybe four or five instruments played, and that was a whole new thing, and also no reverb or nothing. So it sounded like, you know, you could have played it in your basement, you know. And when I took it to the record company, they didn't want to release it because at that time, everybody was talking about beats per minute, you know. And they said, no one will like this because it's 83 beats per whatever that stupid stuff was. And I told them I didn't write from my head. I wrote from my heart. And I said, none of y'all buy records anyway. So let's see what the people say. To smack me in my face, which I felt was a smack, given all that I had done in the music business, they refused to release Juicy Fruit for daytime radio. They released it for nighttime radio after 12 o'clock. And much to their surprise, after the first week, they were getting calls from every radio station around the country. They wanted it for daytime. Yeah. I get a call from Wrigley's Gum. Mr. Mtume, we'd like to, you know, want to take a deposition. So I didn't even take a lawyer with me because I knew where it was going. So they go in. Man, this is the biggest fucking room I'd ever been in my life, man. 60, 70 lawyers. Yeah. So I sit down. They've got the album blown up all over the place. They were trying to find a way to connect that with the Gum. So here's one of the highlights of my life. I can be in sleep and wake up and laugh. So they go through all this and they bang, oh, does anything have to do with Gum? I said, no. So finally one of the guys says, well, would you mind telling us what the phrase is? What do you mean by the phrase, you can lick me everywhere? I said, well, very simply, it's about oral sex. You want to see a bunch of guys turn red? I said, it's oral sex. And I'm saying, you can lick me everywhere. I said, I don't know about you, but I don't think of Gum. So, enough said. Okay, all right. Okay, this is over. And, you know, that's where that went. I'm always surprised at how Juicy has spanned generations. You know, I mean, obviously with Biggie. I dug it. They actually wanted me to be in it. I laughed. I said, no, you ain't doing that, man. What, you want me to jump around the corner in some high shoes and plaid pants? Juicy, you know. So they fell out laughing. No, I said, each generation, y'all do what you do. I write music for people, and if they feel it and they dig it, my job is done.